It's another cool and brisk autumn day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are running about 5 degrees cooler than normal. Combine that with the gusty wind, and there's a definite November feel on this late October day. We have low pressure located to our northeast and high pressure to our west. That's resulting in that gusty northwesterly wind, and we're seeing a mix of clouds and some little spots of sun are coming through every so often this afternoon. Across the higher elevations, we are looking at some snow in spots today, and across the mountains, that threat for some snow showers will continue through the night, even into the early part of the day tomorrow, and across the highest elevations, there is potential for accumulating snow overnight into early tomorrow morning. For the rest of us, we are mainly dry, though I can't rule out a spotty rain or snow shower moving ahead. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and stars moving into tonight, clearest from the capital region on south, and cloudiest north and west of the Albany area. Temperatures tonight will chill down into the 20s and 30s. There are freeze warnings in effect across the far south. That's the only portion of our area that has yet to have a killing freeze. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll start to see the wind settle down as that low pressure system moves away and high pressure builds in from the west. That'll knock the wind down a couple of notches. It's not going to help warm things up, though, as we are looking ahead to another cool day. Temperatures tomorrow will again be about 5 degrees below what is normal. Now, with the high pressure area building in, we'll see a little more sunshine as we go through the day tomorrow, and across the higher terrain, any lingering snow shower should come to an end during the first part of the day. And then on Thursday, we watch another storm come at us, an area of low pressure that will track through the Great Lakes and basically track right across New York State. Now, in terms of the potential for wintry weather, that still exists. So there's the chance for a wintry mix as precipitation begins on Thursday before most areas do see a change to rain. Now, if the storm does get in here early enough, it could impact the morning commute, though some of the computer data suggests it may be delayed a little bit in arrival. So that's something that we will monitor and keep you updated on over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers mainly in the mountains, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun and cold, high 38 to 44. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of mountain snow showers, cold, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun and cold, high 38 to 44. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming mostly clear and cold, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly clear and cold, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and cool, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a wintry mix changing to rain, high in the 40s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.